Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So there's so many things in life going on. You know, we have such a busy life. We are bombarded with messages and activities and work and things we want to do, and there's not enough time in the day. But what do you admire? When you go to a movie, what do you want to see? Do you want to see Bruce Willis save the world? Do you want to see Harrison Ford in later Raiders of the Lost Ark or a similar movie? Do you want to see something Titanic, which was an incredible movie? I mean, actually, I have to admit it. I saw it 3 times in the theater myself because it was just so great. It was about people prevailing. It was about tragedy, but at the same time, it was about a feeling of someone who really wanted to succeed in life, wanted to continue to live, fought to live, and I'm sure you know the story, so I don't have to tell you. But it's absolutely what we admire. We admire the person who was disadvantaged, who had nothing, who knew that there was no way for them to get ahead except to go to college and study hard. And they prevailed with incredible odds because they had the determination. They had the grit to get it done. That's really what we admire in society. We look at the person and we go, how'd they do that? How did they overcome those obstacles? I really admire who they are and what they've done. You find it interesting. You find it fascinating. And you wonder in the back of your mind, what made them do that? What drove them to do it? Where did they get the strength? Where did they get the energy? Where did they get the understanding of what needed to be done to prevail? And then you start to think about what you've been through. And you say, wow, I've been on an adventure. I've been on an incredible adventure. I started with nothing. People told me the odds were against me, but here I am. You know, there's some business people that just make a living while others get wealthy. Why is that? Is it about superior education? Sometimes. Is it about connections? Sometimes, but not too often. Is it about the economy? Of course it is, but not really. In a good economy, there are people that go broke, and in a bad economy, there are people who become wealthy. It's about the determination. It's about the will. It's about the inner strength that you have. The inner strength to absolutely succeed. The amazing ability that you have if you focus to get exactly what you want and to get it done and to bring other people along with you. So in your busy business day, you can't think, oh man, I got a problem. You have to think, I have to dig right into this and solve it. You have to approach things in the right way. When something happens, you can't approach it like the world is falling down on your head. You say to yourself, you know, just another day. I expect to come into my business and I expect to have challenges. And if I have that challenge, I'm going to find out why I had it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to make the necessary steps and corrections so I don't have to do that again. It's about determination. How determined are you? Now, maybe you're just satisfied making a living, which is perfectly fine. Maybe you don't want to do anymore. You feel you're working to your ability, but there are very few people who cannot do better if they get the right attitude. Attitude is everything. You know, when we hire people, we know that we have to hire people with good attitudes. If we hire the most skilled person, the best salesperson, the best accountant, the best, but they don't have the right attitude, we are in trouble. Nothing's going to get done. So when you are setting the example for your coworkers, for your employees, let's show some real determination. You'll find that when you show determination, when you lead, and you lead from the front, not from the back, and you put yourself in a position of saying, we can do this and we will do it, and I will show you how. I will be right out front. Well, your employees are going to follow your lead, and you're going to find your business easier to operate. You're going to find it more exciting, more enjoyable, and more profitable, because that's why we're in business. And it will also profit your coworkers, your employees, because you'll be able to give them raises. You'll be able to take care of them. You'll be able to employ them. You'll be able to give them benefits. I know you can do this. I know you've got the determination. Determination is everything. It outpaces someone with higher education. I mean, I get the pleasure after 27 years of watching people who didn't have higher education, but yet they were determined. They studied their business. They studied people. They just knew how to do it. Now, don't misunderstand. I think higher education is incredible, necessary, and absolutely should people should be going to college and getting degrees where they can and studying. But that's where it begins. For many people, they think that's where it ends. I've got my degree. I've got it all together. No, you've got your degree. You're just getting started. You still have to have that determination. You have to decide that you are going to be successful and you're going to do everything right, as I always say, legally and ethically, but you will get it done because that's what you do. And there are days that you may be beaten. There are days that you may turn around and you may say to yourself, you know, I don't know how I got through the day, but the next day you're right back at it again because you are a winner. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, not only do I look forward to talking with you, I look forward to hearing the stories of your success.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.